In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The golfers are ready for the 2022 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship being played at Harbor Shores in Benton Harbor this week. Cole Montgomery won here in 2014 and followed that with a win in 2015. He was asked what motivates him.
Winning. Having the opportunity of winning. Being in not competing in the event, but contending in the event. It's a big difference. And I do this to try and contend. Meaning top 10, top 5, you know, to have a chance to contend. And that's why I do this.
Defending champion Alex Chaykin knows it'll be a tough week.
Tough competition here. No matter what week you play, it's just great players, Hall of Famers, major champions. The competition is really tough, so you got to really play great game to contend out there.
The KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship begins today and runs through Sunday. The Berrien County Road Department will have the Napier Avenue Bridge over the St. Joseph River back open to traffic on Friday. Interim Director Kevin Sack tells us crews working on the bridge were going to pour some concrete on Thursday, but due to the weather, that will likely be delayed until Tuesday.
We're still going to open Friday morning, one lane each direction, how it was prior to the shutdown for motorists for over the weekend. Next Tuesday, we will have to do a one lane closure, whether it will be under temporary traffic light or just a detour of eastbound traffic for 10 hours as they do pour that new deck. Then it will be open one lane in each direction from there on out.
The bridge was closed in April when rehabilitation crews noticed some supports failed. Since then, Stack says the supports have been replaced, and the road department has been able to observe the bridge with emergency vehicles and heavy construction equipment on it. He says it's performed as expected, and drivers can be sure the bridge is safe when it reopens. Meanwhile, the rehabilitation project the bridge is undergoing will take a bit longer than the expected August finish date. Stack says that work will likely continue through the end of September. Congressman Fred Upton paid a visit on Wednesday to the Sturgis baby formula plant that's been shut down due to contamination concerns, leading to the nationwide shortage of baby formula. He told us ahead of his visit he was also taking part in a House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing this week about the issue.
When I talked to the FDA commissioner now a couple of weeks ago, he complained that they didn't have the resources, not only to inspect it to make sure that all these facilities were safe, which is what led to the closure of the facility in Sturgis, creating a huge shortage across the country. And we know that infants have been taken into hospitals around the country as well because of the lack of formula. We want to get this thing up and running, but the FDA has to assure us that it's safe.
Upton says the FDA has made it clear it needs more resources to be able to ensure that the plants are safe and that the Sturgis plant can reopen. He notes the House last week approved $28 million to help the FDA address the baby formula shortage. He's hoping that the Senate will also approve it. Upton notes the Sturgis plant is in his district. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.